Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstkclinic.com.
Hour number four of the G-Bag Nation as we got Bobby Belt coming on with us, our Cowboys insider here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers. We got Rangers pregame with myself, Zach Wolchuk, Jared Sandler coming up at 6:30. We'll talk with the Hall of Famer Eric Nadell coming up on the other side about 5:20-ish, joined by the greatness that is Brian Broaddus, our Super Bowl winning scout. We got Eric Chiafalo as well. And, of course, Lucius Alexander. The general, Gavin Dawson, has taken off. He was getting trolled pretty hard.
Yeah.
The Olives take did not go over well.
No.
And I'm surprised because there was a lot of support regarding the hatred towards black olives and Eric saying that people who like black olives are serial killers.
Whoa. That's the truth.
No, it's not.
There were some that did support that. Now, there were others that were like, Dawson, you need to leave, and he took that personally.
He did take it personally.
And he pulled a Bassick and straight up his left. So I'm hoping that we get him back on Monday, but otherwise we're going to try and hold this down for the time being.
Early jump on the weekend, man. Early jump on the pre-gaming for Western Conference Finals Game 2.
He's getting those Mavericks, man. Yesterday he had a little taste of that that espresso, that spiked espresso shot or whatever it was.
Yeah. Woo. Got the best of him.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. But right now, let's go ahead and welcome on the Diamond Factory Fan Hotline our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. Bobby, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. I mean, if Wolchuk can leave a job interview to go to Baby Dolls, I don't see why Dawson can't cut out a little early on a Friday. Nothing wrong with that.
How I got the job, man.
That's a great point, actually. That's a really good point, Bobby. Hey, we got to get your Mavs thoughts here in a second, get the confidence meter. But we were talking earlier, reasons to be optimistic about the Cowboys. Wolchuk could really only come up with three reasons to be optimistic, but one of them was, in the division in particular, the quarterback advantage. And I think we're all kind of looking at the Eagles as the main Cowboy NFC East competition for 2022. Outside, can Bobby Belt give me any reason to be Cowboy optimistic when it comes just to comparing the Cowboys and the Eagles, other than Dak? Taking Dak and just the quarterbacks out of it, what's your reason to be Cowboy optimistic over the Eagles right now?
Trayvon Diggs if you were to average out his career against the Eagles over a 16-game span, or 17, I guess now, would end the season with, 50 interceptions. So Trayvon Diggs is always going to pick off the Eagles. That's some positives. Honestly, I think forgetting just the Eagles or anybody else in the division, just, view it as, worrying about yourself. The Cowboys' offensive line is going to be better this year. I feel really confident about that. I think Jalen Tolbert's going to be really impressive. If the offensive line is better, the running game's going to be better. That's going to make the passing game easier. Another year under Dan Quinn and him able to get some more of the type of guys that he wants for his system. I think there's a lot of things you can be positive about. I know I've referenced it on here before. It's the old Scott Pioli line, right? It's not about the best 53 players. It's about the right 53 players. I think the Cowboys feel like they're shifting more towards the right 53. Maybe in a vacuum they're not as talented as they were last year, but I think they believe more in the collection of guys they have right now in terms of for the culture.
Bobby, I'm just kind of keep thinking about what we're going to see for the OTAs, the mini camps and stuff like that, because that'll lead us right into training camp. But you talk about the positivity and stuff like that. I'm not so much worried about that left guard spot as I am the wide receivers on this team. I think that's a position, and I don't know, and I think that position needs to be ready to go for Dak Prescott. And, maybe that's the thing, that if the offense has some trouble early on, that maybe they don't have the wide receiver room the right way.
I mean, that would be an aspect that would give them some problems. And look, it's not going to be quite what they want it to be right out of the gate, obviously, because Gallup's not going to be ready. But, like, I really believe in Jalen Tolbert as a plug-and-play, ready-to-go, you know, NFL wide receiver. I think as a rookie, him stepping in, and this is just my belief, I don't know if anybody else will agree with this, but I think Jalen Tolbert stepping in now is ready to exceed what Michael Gallup did as a rookie. And so I think he can step in here. He can be a real, you know, he can step in and be a two, be a placeholder as the number two until Gallup gets back. And then I think he's a really, really good number three receiver. And eventually he's a guy that could challenge to be more of like a legit number two receiver down the line. But I think early on he's going to be plug and play ready. And I think he's going to make a difference for them. Now, it's a three-receiver league. How good is James Washington going to be? Is he going to be closer to what he was early in his career at Pittsburgh, or is it going to be more of what we saw later, which led to the Steelers saying thanks, but no thanks? And so, you know, I think that you're right to have some concerns about the receiver room, especially with, I mean, there's some pressure on CeeDee Lamb to step up and be that alpha that they need. But I really do have a lot of faith in what Jalen Tolbert can be. And once Michael Gallup gets back, I think they're going to have a really good receivers room.
Bobby, you sent us some awesome audio in regards to Cowboys college scouting coordinator Chris Hall, and he was speaking with Mickey Spagnuolo on the Mixed Shots podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in one of the cuts, he directly spoke about the uncertain future at running back. And we know this is a contract year for Tony Pollard, and there's a lot of uncertainty about Zeke's future. Chris Hall is now another member of the Cowboys staff or front office that has spoken about this. Stephen Jones talked about it following the draft as well. If you look at what the Cowboys have done, you know, throughout the years, the Amari Cooper move this year, they kind of went ahead and showed their cards a little bit on that, especially even last offseason. We're looking at this being Zeke's last year, it seems. I mean, is this kind of a foregone conclusion, no matter even if he performs well?
Yeah, I mean, I know everybody criticized the Cowboys over the offseason for you telegraph your moves too much, and maybe there's some validity to that. I don't know what they can gain by not telegraphing a Zeke move, but I think they're doing it once again. I think they are sort of telegraphing and getting things prepared for like, hey, he's probably out of here after this year, and it's just a matter of the wear and tear, how much he's been run down. Physically, he's not the same guy. There was that note that everybody had on social media last week where it was like Ezekiel Elliott is the first running back in, or the only other running back since Chris Warren to have his yards per game go down each of his first six seasons. And so, I mean, he's definitely, you know, had a there's been a toll taken on his body. They've run the tread on those tires pretty much bare. And he's still due a lot of money, and they can finally get out of it after next season. So I think, yeah, it's very clearly something that they're going to move on from, I think, after this year, even if he has a good year. And something else that Chris Hall had said there that I don't think I actually clipped out because it was just a quick drop in the middle of another conversation. But he had said, when looking at the landscape of the league, Zeke and Derrick Henry may be the last big money running backs we see for a really long time. And so I think that tells you what the organization thinks about paying running backs now.
Well, okay, then are we going to lose Tony Pollard then? Is that just, I mean, he's just going to play and you're really probably never going to see really what he was all about.
I mean, unless the money makes sense for them, like they're willing to spend, you know, a moderate amount on him and they feel like they haven't, you know, run him down, which I think they obviously haven't. They've barely used him, it feels like, at times. And so I would guess, you know, if you're having me put percentages on it, I'm saying 99% this is Ezekiel Elliott's last year and maybe 60% that it's Pollard's last year.
Can we have that conversation with you, Bobby? I mean, do you think that'd be a smart move for the Cowboys to go ahead and double down and re-sign Tony Pollard? I know we like him, right? And I know he's a good player. But I think we've seen even – you know, it signing running backs past their first 4 years is not smart. That's a position, and I know it's unfair to running backs, but that's a turn and burn young man spot. You pretty much need to get everything you can on that rookie deal, and you move on. I mean, do you think the Cowboys are starting to think that way after this Zeke contract burned them?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's largely their thought process, and I think they're becoming bigger believers in this is a two-back league. Like it needs to be more a committee type of thing, which they flirted with that a little bit in 2015. with Darren McFadden and Joseph Randall and that group. And so I think that that's sort of a change in philosophy for them. But I also wonder if, like I say, with the workload not being so heavy for Pollard his first few years, they may feel like he's still got something left. And if the money makes sense, maybe he comes back on a second contract here or a shorter-term deal or something like that. But I also know that running backs are constantly being told by their agents, like, go get your money now. And so I think that Tony Pollard is probably going to be looking to, like, get his payday. I mean, he wasn't even a top five pick like Zeke was, and Zeke was, like, needing to lock in and get his money and get his payday. Pollard was a fourth-round guy, so I wouldn't blame Pollard at all for going as much as he can and you know, saying sayonara to Dallas after this year.
Cowboys insider Bobby Belt with us here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by the on-time experts. Now, about the Dan Quinn defense, year two, there's optimism there, certainly. Where do you feel like the defense will take a step forward? Where do you feel like the defense will actually be better than they were last year?
Man, that's tough. I think that you know, there were some growing pains earlier in the season with the defense. I think some of those will be ironed out, so the totality of the season probably looks a little better. I have a hard time seeing them generating the amount of turnovers that they did last year. That's kind of unpredictable from year to year. And it's not something you can, I think, say, well, we did it last year, so we can do it this year. But again, I'm not going to doubt Dan Quinn. Until Dan Quinn gives me a reason to, I'm not going to doubt him. And so I think that, you know, you can just take solace in the fact that this is another year for the guys to learn under the system. It's another year for him to get guys that fit what he wants to do, even to the extent of, like, the undrafted free agents. You know, like getting Wanya Thomas or Marquise Bell or those guys, the undrafted free agent safeties, those are in the mold of Jayron Kearse. Like, they're already trying to, like, fill out the depth chart with guys that fit what Dan wants to do. And so, you know, he really wanted Sam Williams. I think he's making this defense more into his image. He got them to, you know, they basically have 2-1 technique tackles now, which is something that was unheard of here, even having one for a long time. And so I think there's a lot to be encouraged about in terms of them blending their personnel acquisition with what Dan Quinn wants to do and trusting him to do the right thing with that grouping. And so that's something that I think you can, you know, have some confidence in heading into this year.
Bobby, when you talk about the confidence and stuff like that, and we've mentioned about, Is it really all about the offensive coaches that are the ones that are really under pressure? I mean, you talk about Dan Quinn and stuff like that and these defensive coaches, and we have a far lot more confidence about them. I mean, do you think that Mike McCarthy steps in very early, or is it one of these things where he's going to let Kellen Moore once again have rope, and then if something happens, him try and jump in, or you're going to see Mike McCarthy be very hands-on very early here?
I think the extent that McCarthy is willing to get involved in the offense, he'll be involved early. And he's involved to that extent now, I think. I just don't think that he's ever going to, you know, take the reins. I don't think he's ever going to say, all right, kid, you know, this has been a struggle, let me take over. I think he'll be more involved this year. I think he's already been more involved, you know, during the off-season programs and everything like that. And so I think that's going to be kind of the limit, though. He'll be more involved in the weekly game planning, but I don't think it's going to be any more in week 16, regardless of the outcome, than it is in week one. But certainly, I mean, I think everybody on the offensive side of the ball, pretty much, I think their jobs are on the line.
Bobby Belt with us here on 105 through the Fan with the G-Bag Nation. You know, we got a question from the 214 and something that you might have addressed earlier in the week, but just in case we have some listeners that might not have heard, there's been some rumblings and some rumors about the interest in Anthony Barr, former Vikings linebacker. You know, is that still something you think the Cowboys are interested in? And if a move's made, could that come before training camp, or would there have to be maybe an injury situation to really make that kind of come to fruition?
I mean, I think it's still 1 a.m, and the Cowboys are more the bar closed 2 a.m. shoppers. So that's more where I think they're going to look at. So they'll push that off, I think, until the very last second when it comes to, you know, what they want to do. And so Anthony Barr may be looking pretty good here at 1 a.m, but I think he'd look better to them at 2. So.
Yeah, I think he's right. I think Bobby's absolutely right. I ran into some guys, you know, at practice last week, and I was asking them, I'm like, hey, listen, why are some of these guys still on, you know, still out there? Some of the high players. And the guy said to me, he goes, hey, there's a lot of guys that still think they're worth a lot more. When, you know, you look at what happened with, you know, with the Honey Badger going to New Orleans and the money he got, there's people thinking, well, there's still money out there, you know? Yep. So you're going to get some guys that are going to wait until training camp or maybe a couple weeks into training camp.
Yeah, I wonder, and Brian and Bobby, you both could attest to this, is you think George Edwards is a guy who liked Anthony Barr would want to bring him in, having worked with him in Minnesota?
I would assume he is. I can't say with certainty that he would be an advocate for it. I mean, I would assume just because he seems to have liked his guys there, and he liked, you know, Everson Griffin enough and J-Ron Kearse enough to try and vouch for them and bring them in. So I would assume so, but I haven't been told that he would be a big advocate for it.
Yeah, I mean, how about Mike Zimmer not having a job too? Because that Jerry Jones,
yep, true.
Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones could pick up the phone. And if they're really interested in Anthony Barr, they can get the absolute lowdown from Mike Zimmer, what he's been doing there the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's a good point right there, boys. All right, Bobby Belt with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Game 2, Western Conference Finals. You are the oracle for our Dallas Mavericks. Where are you at right now from a confidence standpoint? Game 2, Mr. Bobby.
I mean, I'm 100% confident in all my projections because, as you say, I'm the oracle and the soothsayer. I really got to stop saying this because then Lucius is going to play it back on Monday if they get, like, stomped and I'm finally wrong.
Yeah.
So I will say that I'm pretty confident, though. I still say Mavs. I said at the beginning, Warriors win game one, Mavs win games 2 through 4. So I'm pretty confident Mavs take it tonight. I'm gonna project there's a little bit of Mavs get out ahead early, like in the second half, you know, second quarter, maybe they've got, like, a double-digit lead. And then we'll be sweating it a little late, and Golden State will make a run, but ultimately the Mavs win it.
Yes, I love it, Bobby. Last one for you. National Pizza Party Day. What's your favorite pizza?
Brand, or, well, I shouldn't say brand.
No, I get type. I want type. Don't do brands.
Pepperoni.
Okay, there it goes.
And screw black olive.
Yes, oh, thank you, know, Bobby. Ryan,
you can get off the air now.
No,
Bobby.
Actually, Walchuk said last one, but don't we got to ask you? I mean, what are you drinking right now?
I turn him
now?
Down, dog. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. That's it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm black olive fan over here.
Yeah, you get him, Lucius.
I'll pull him back right up thing. For you guys. Hold on. Here we go. Here you go, Bobby. I'll give you a shot.
Bobby.
Hi, how's it going, fellas?
You're back. What are you drinking right now?
Coke Zero. I'm sipping on Coke Zero and looking forward to this game, too. I'm going to have the kids with me tonight sitting on the couch watching. So
go Rangers.
We'll enjoy it. And then I've got an early morning drive to Houston tomorrow. So that's going to be a beating.
Oh, that is going to be a beating. Well, we're pulling for you. We love you. We appreciate you. Go Mavs.
I love you all.
There he goes, Bobby Belt, Cowboys insider here in the G-Bag Nation via the Diamond Factory Fan Hotline and brought to you by the On Time Experts. All right, boys and girls, let's go ahead and continue the 5 o'clock hour. We have a little bit of Eric Nadell action, your voice of the Rangers here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Plus, we will start to just dip our toes into a little what you drink and what you think, and that's coming up next right here on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here in the G-Bag Nation, getting set to chat with our good buddy Eric Nadel, voice of your Texas Rangers, here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Walchuk will be getting you set with the Rangers pregame going down tonight. Rangers in Houston. What you drinking, what you thinking, 877-881-1053. You can hop on the Diamond Factory Fan Hotline, hang out with us as well. We'll get to that here in a few minutes. LA Live coming up shortly as well. But let's go ahead and do it. Let's welcome in the greatness, the Hall of Famer that is, Mr. Eric Nadel, via the Diamond Factory Fan Hotline, brought to you by Medical City Dallas. Welcome to the Eric Nadel Show, presented by Sweet Baby Ray's. The sauce is the boss. Eric, thank you so much for taking the time, man. How you doing? Happy belated 70th birthday as well. Do you kind of miss being 69?
I'm not paying any attention to the numbers anymore, but thank you very much. It was interesting. I celebrated my birthday by finally testing negative for COVID for the first time.
Yay!
There you go.
That was about the best birthday present a guy could possibly get.
Yes. So does that mean an Eric Nadel return to the broadcast booth is very much so on the horizon?
I was actually, eligible to come back this week, but I had scheduled a day off, actually an entire week off around my birthday long ago. So I decided to go ahead and take the week off anyway and head for the mountains, head for Durango. And I'll be back in Anaheim on Tuesday when the Rangers start the series there against the Angels.
Well, I hope you've been enjoying it, Eric. I know Hicksy's had a tough time having to deal with Jared there in Houston, so he can't wait for you to get back. I've been trying to hold it down the best I can doing pre and post, but I know Tuesday they will celebrate your return. I know Matt will 100%. We can't wait to get you back on the airwaves. I do want to ask you, though, about what you think regarding Nick Solak and him getting sent down recently and just your thoughts on where Nick Solak is right now within the Rangers organization.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a very limited sample, this early in the season for Nick and pretty much only playing against lefties. And, probably the best thing for him at this point is to go down and, get sustained at bats on an everyday basis. But clearly, if he's going to be here in that role, he's got to do damage against left-handed pitching. He wasn't especially doing it. Last year was so topsy-turvy for him, where he basically played his way back to the minors. And, when he got the call-up, he hit really well over the last 6 weeks of the season. Maybe the same sort of thing will happen this year. I don't know. Given the Rangers have all these new hitting coaches this year, maybe a little bit of a change of approach. Obviously, it's taking more time for guys like Marcus Semien to get adjusted. Perhaps that's the case with Nick, too. Although, he started really fast. First month of the season, he was pretty solid, but he certainly has cooled off lately.
Eric, Jared had a home run call, game winner, with fireworks going off. I thought about you, by the way, and I know I asked you that question about does a good home run call have to have fireworks in the background. So I'm glad Jared got to experience that the other day.
Me too. He did a great job too on the walk-off.
He sure did.
And, having a chance to do the 10th inning, is one of the joys of the number two guy, who normally doesn't get to call the end of the game, the dramatic moment that ends the game. So I was really glad to see that Jared got to do that. And, with the zombie runner,
right,
such a high percentage of extra innings games end in the 10th inning now.
Right.
It's a real blessing for the number two radio announcers who get to do the 10th.
All right, Eric. Okay. I was thinking about you again the other day because when in New York, when we had the doubleheader, and stuff, or they were trying, doing all that. And when you broke in, you guys did doubleheaders all the time, didn't you? Was that something like every weekend? Didn't you have a doubleheader you were doing?
Well, by the time I came in, it wasn't every Sunday. When I was a kid, it was.
Okay.
And teams played doubleheaders every Sunday.
Okay.
And sometimes instead of a doubleheader on Sunday, they would play a twilight doubleheader on Friday.
Okay.
But there was a doubleheader almost every week. And by the time I started doing Ranger games in the late 70s, there were maybe a half a dozen scheduled doubleheaders. And it was always a big deal. There'd always be something special in between games, like Farm and Ranch Night.
Oh, yeah.
Was the classic. You know, we had the cow milking contest and the egg tossing and all of that. But there was a bunch of other stuff that went on in between games of doubleheaders. And it was always one of the bigger promotional nights of the year. Really tough on an announcer. And I felt so terrible that day in New York. I tested positive for COVID that morning when I got to the ballpark. And here's Matt by himself having to do a doubleheader. And there was no chance of getting Jared there in time, you know, to help him out. You know, clearly he was going to have to do the game by himself. Matt is used to that from the minor leagues, but it's been over 10 years, you know, since he had to do it in the minors, do a doubleheader by yourself. And fortunately, John Daniels and Chris Young were both on the trip, and they each sat in with him, you know, for four innings, you know, one in each game, which made things a little easier. And neither of the games was particularly long. They were both really low-scoring games, and they were good games, so at least he didn't have to suffer through, you know, a four-hour blowout. But I just felt terrible that I kind of left him on his own that day.
And Eric, my last question for you here for the day is, you know, I know the team, you got the Anaheim trip and then you go out to Oakland again. I heard there was a possum in the visitor broadcast booth. Minnesota's broadcasters had to evacuate because there was a possum in the broadcast booth. Have you heard about this? Are they warning you about this? Do you have rabies shots available, tetanus shots? Do you pack that in your bag? How do you prepare for this?
I heard about it. I've got, you know, a little mace thing that we sometimes carry with us in Colorado, you know, to keep bears away.
Okay.
If they told me it was a raccoon, that'd be a different matter. I'm scared of those mothers. Those things, they're mean. Possum, we have possums in our backyard in Dallas, and, you know, they don't bother anybody. I'm not really that concerned. But if they had told me it was a raccoon, I'm not setting foot in there.
Eric, did you hear about this Yankees minor leaguer, Jake Sanford, who was cut for allegedly stealing from his teammates and ripping off fans?
I did not, no.
Okay, well, it is a wild story. I encourage you to look into it, and then I'll have some follow-up questions for you next week. It is the Eric Nadel Show here, presented by Sweet Baby Ray's. The sauce is the boss here in the G-Bag Nation. All right, Eric, before we let you go, what you drinking, man? What you thinking?
Well, I'm in Colorado, so we tend to drink a lot of coffee here. There's a lot of local coffee places. Durango has one called Durango Joe's, which is one of my favorites. Another one is called 81301, which is the zip code for Durango. And pretty much every day I'll try coffee from a different place. And so I'm pretty wired most of the time up here. I usually shift to decaf around this time in the afternoon. But, you know, I'll also switch to ice as opposed to hot when we get to the afternoon. But I probably drink far too much coffee here than I should.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Well, we appreciate you, man. We hope you have an awesome weekend. We look forward to getting you back in the booth on Tuesday, and we'll do it again next week.
Thanks so much, guys.
Yes, sir. There he is, the Hall of Fame voice of your Texas Rangers here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan, Mr. Eric Nadel. We will have Rangers and Astros about 1 hour from right now. Zach Walchuk will take you through the pregame. But, boys, it's about that time on a Friday. It's quitting time. And I believe, as the general would say, it is the one segment of the week where you are actually encouraged to call in as you are inebriated or in the process of catching a buzz. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for What You Drinking
and What You Thinking.
All right, who wants to kick us off? Anybody feeling the vibe right now that says, I need to come out of the gates hot?
I'm feeling this.
All right, well,
Chuck. Give me the ball, baby. Give me the ball. I'm open.
There it is.
Fellas, I actually just finished a little bit of black coffee. Just to get charged up for this pregame show we're about to
unleash. Strong and black like myself.
Yes, sir. Right. Oh, delicious.
He just orders the Lucius when he goes to Starbucks.
I go in there and I say, can I get the yummy delight, please?
My uncle says he wants it black and bitter like his women. I said, no, that's not it. That's not it, bro. That's not it. That's problematic.
Fellas, I'm thinking the Mavs are 100%. You can put it down in pen, not pencil, getting the dub tonight over the Dubs.
Yes!
That's that crotch first Mavs confidence yeah. I've been looking for yeah. all show.
I've been doing a little bit of crunching the numbers here, and I fell back on a stat that Eric gave us. It might have been yesterday. It might have been the day before. These numbers are all just giving you the days are all running together for me at this point. But the Mavs, 10-0 this season after they get blown out by 20 or more points. Well, they just did. They lost by 20 or more in game one against Golden State, which means they're making it 11-0 tonight. When it happens, I will have Rangers extra innings after the Rangers and Astros tonight. And if the Mavericks do indeed win this one, or should I say when they win game two, I'll hang around for an extra segment and we'll open up Club Mavs for you. Okay.
Oh, it's going to be glorious. I will be calling into that one, Walchuk.
Good.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
All right.
You get a little three-way going.
Yeah. Those are my favorite. Broadus?
Yeah, I will say this. I'm not drinking anything currently. And
that seems to be a problem every single week. Well, I mean, Broadus is dry on a Friday night.
I'm always dry on a Friday here, so I got to work on that for sure. But, you know, what I'm thinking is I went to my son's, they had the awards ceremony this morning, and I didn't realize how dumb I am.
Oh.
And I'm talking about these kids that nowadays are like super, super, super smart mm-hmm. with all the awards and stuff that they get and all the honors, and, you know, they're building machinery and computers and all that. I was so lucky just to get out of high school. So the future today I saw, I feel pretty good about, because there are a lot of very talented kids in this world, and I hope they take care of old crusty guys like me and make this a lot better place. I feel like I didn't help them at all with where we're now, but maybe they can turn things around here for the rest of us.
Okay, well, Lucius, I was about to give you the ball, but I'm going to piggyback off of that, because just when you think the future generations are going to take this world by storm and make it an amazing, amazing place, I got to tell you what I'm thinking. But first, I am drinking a nice cold,
yeah,
what looks to be a brewski.
It does. Oh, no! It does look like a beer,
bro. But it's apple juice.
Oh man!
It is Celsius. I didn't know it was going to look like this.
Beer. It does look like a beer.
Looks like a beer.
IPA for sure.
Because I'm drinking it out of our Brew Crew Tour 2022 Tolo mugs that
Lucius
we will
was
be
fired
giving
up,
out.
Man.
Yeah, he was, man. Lucius is about to ask, wait, where the hell is
the beer, bro? Yeah. What are we doing?
So I'm drinking the Celsius out of the Brew Crew mug, and looking forward to giving those out. We'll be out and about at the breweries starting next week here in the G-Bag Nation. It's going to be very, very exciting. But I'm thinking about the conversation I actually just had via text with my amazing wife, who I'm going to have to do something special for this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Broadus, you are talking about our future with the kids and the graduates and how we're in good hands. I want to take you to the bedroom of my 2-year-old daughter, Maya. That's very weird.
Oh, it was the tub. It was the tub. That's where it was. I thought you were going to say your wife's bedroom.
I know. You got a little aggressive. Weird turn. Then you ended up in my 2-year-old daughter's bedroom.
That joke right there, Will Chuck, is going to get you 1,000 yards away from any school.
That's right.
Don't go anywhere near.
He's going to have to move out of his parents' house because they're in the backyard of a Plano Elementary School.
Gotta introduce yourself to all the neighbors.
I'm working on that.
No, according to my wife,
on
the
website.
I wanted to check in with my wife. You know, it's like 4:45. I hadn't talked to her in a little while. I says, you know, how you doing, Mama? And she says, Maya just took a fat bleep all over her room. So I just got done cleaning that.
Oh, no.
I guess.
That's our future.
That's our future. Yeah. My daughter, Maya, my wife decided to get her potty trained at, you know, pretty early, like sub 2 years old. My daughter, Maya, is going number 2 on the toilet. It's like pretty impressive. Wow. But I guess for the first time, she decided it would be funny to just, you know, drop a deuce in the bedroom, and then she apparently, you know, stepped in it, and then it's getting all over the place. Yeah. And so my wife has spent the last like hour cleaning crap out of the bedroom
of
my 2-year-old.
This is a joke.
Right, yeah, Maya's got a hell of a sense of humor on her.
That's funny.
I feel bad for my wife right now, and I'm thinking that's I'm going to have to do something really nice for her this weekend.
No.
Let's head into the Pym Cup. Lucius Alexander is residing. How we doing?
I remember when I was in the Navy, just doing a regular day's work, got a call from the wifey. Uh-huh. She was panicking, crying, screaming. We just had our son, Sean. Mm-hmm. I was like, what's wrong? Calm down. He's pooping everywhere. I was like, what do you mean? He's pooped all over the room. He even pooped in a light socket and it's sparking.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
It
like she was having a straight meltdown, bro.
It's the Dumb and Dumber scene with Bob Saget. And there's just he's like, there's crap everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. It's all over the walls.
What am I drinking? I'm drinking alkaline water because I had a lot of alcohol this week, so I gotta, you know, be mature about it.
You gotta recharge for the weekend, too.
Exactly. And my mind is totally on going fishing in Florida. I'm sorry, fellas. I'm sorry. I've booked two fishing trips. One's going to be on the pier. One's going to be on the boat.
Yep.
There you go.
And I'm all about it. And I want a big old bass this weekend.
There you go.
So I'm all about going fishing, bro. And my mind is on here we go. I wrote it down. Rolando Romero versus Tank Davis on Saturday night. I'm a big boxing fan. Okay. This should be a good fight, so I'll be watching that. So my mind is already locked in.
Who's going to win that one, Lucius?
That I don't know. I would like to see Tank Davis win, but Romero be hitting hard, dude.
Does he?
Yeah. They're both beasts, man. So this is going to be a great bout.
All right. Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, let's, maybe we keep the party rolling. Maybe we don't. It is up to Mr. Lucius Alexander because coming up next, it is time for some LA Live.
Call me right now. Call us right now. I'll answer the phone, put you on hold, and we'll see what you're drinking and what you're thinking and what you're thinking about these Mavs next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
G-Bag Nation on a Friday. Great to have you in, ladies and gentlemen. 45 minutes away from Rangers pregame, brought to you by Zach Wolchuk. Looking forward to that. Rangers are in Houston. And we're going to spend the next 45 minutes getting you set for Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. Mavericks and Warriors. Also want to show some love to Sewell Automotive and Rubin and Associates. But right now, it is time to head into the Pimp Cup with Mr. Lucius Alexander bringing you some LA Live.
Yeah. Boy, don't you hate making mistakes on the microphone publicly?
I do it often.
How many watts is this? 500,000 watts of radio we just make a full mistake on, Lucius? Yeah, that fight is next weekend, y'all. It's next weekend. Sorry. I'm kind of disappointed.
This whole weekend is just shot now.
Wait a minute.
It kind of hurt.
Are you going to leave after the show to go to the airport?
No, tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure the vacation's this week?
I hope so. I got to send a text now. Make sure I'm still going.
Double check.
Yeah. Check that itinerary, man. Yeah,
good Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's so embarrassing. So I'm going to hold this L on the Friday. Biggest L, biggest
duh. There it is.
Your boy L.A. making two L's this weekend. Matter of fact, I didn't get to say my L for biggest L, biggest dub. My biggest L was we had a photo shoot earlier this week. None of my clothes fit. I'm fat as hell, apparently.
Oh.
Sloppy. And I can't work myself out because, you know, I had the broken ankle, so I'm just sitting here just getting big, nasty, and sweaty.
Oh, man.
Oh, you got the perfect excuse. It's not your fault.
It's not the perfect, but nobody wants to hear it when they look at you.
Well, no, you don't look like it.
Hold on, I'm going to tell you. Let me show you something what I used to look like. Yeah,
pre-injury. Yeah, look at pre-injury. Me. I was a stud. I could have gone pro.
Look at me 6 months ago.
Yeah. Let's get to the phone lines and see what all the fans and Tolos are talking about. See if they're drinking and thinking and they have thoughts on the Mavs. What's up, Kenny and Quinlan?
What up?
Hey, Kenny, what you drinking, brother?
Icelandic Glacier Artesian Water with Jolly Rancher Cherry Drink Mix with a shot of rock and roll
tequila. Wow. Sounds outstanding.
Wow.
I want to give a shout out to Mama Brought Us.
Thank you.
And Little Maya and the Bomb.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
To my handsome grandsons, the Dallas Stars hockey playing grandsons, landed in Maxson. Maxson got about two or three more weeks of boot camp.
There you go.
My favorite cake, double chocolate, Boston cream, and Sock It To Me cake.
Okay.
Ooh, that a boy, Kenny.
My favorite feud is Nolan Ryan and Robin Ventura.
Okay.
And I have a question for you, Abradus.
Yes, sir.
How fast did that car have to go when they pushed Zeke out to get him up to 22 miles an hour?
You dirty dog, Kenny. We love you. Thank you so much, as always.
The door and started rolling?
Yeah. There was some funny business going on with that one. There's no question about it.
I'm jumping on the hotline to see what you're drinking and what you're thinking on this hotline. Who are you? What's up? Hello. I'm talking to you, sir.
Oh, is this Sexy Nick on the 817? This is Eric Chiafalo's brother.
Oh, Sexy Nick!
Sexy Nick,
AKA Cockpit Nick as well.
Yeah, he's a pilot. That's right. Hey, rules are rules, Nicholas. Okay, first of all, welcome to the program. Secondly, what you drinking, brother?
Yeah, first time, long time. You know, we're drinking like politicians and pilots out here. We're sipping on a Topo Chico hard seltzer. Now, let me tell you what's great about this for those of you who haven't had it. Tastes fantastic. If you've had a Topo Chico, it's incredible. It's scrumptious. You never want to stop drinking it. But right. the beautiful thing about it is you got 100 calories. You got two carbs, gentlemen. So we'll be digging into these pretty heavy. Obviously, we'll be cleared up before the trips, before we hop in the cockpit. But Listen, I'm sitting here right in front of the Blackstone. I got two steaks, rare, grilled up, always rare, and I got a couple of pork chops, and we're about to go to town. We're about to watch the Mavs at 7:30. Go, Luke. I'm going to have my Mavs jersey on, and I'm ready to go.
What's the secret with the pork chops?
What's the secret?
The secret with the pork chops.
Don't go easy on the peppering. Give it a pretty aggressive peppering, I would say.
That's my guy.
That's outstanding. Nick, I love you very much. Enjoy those topos, brother. And I'll see you for Sunday service. How about that?
I'll see you on Sunday. I'll hang up and listen, boys. Have a good one.
All right. There he goes. How about it,
the
Sexy
pork chop
Nick?
Question. That always gets him.
That, it does. He had to think about it for a second. He's like, what the hell? Okay. Let me hit you with it.
I figured. Sexy Nick would know.
Yeah. Well, he should have came more prepared, but kudos to him. That's outstanding.
He rattled off everything he was doing. I like it.
Yeah. Nice work, Nick. How about? Yeah, he's a pilot for Envoy. Will be at American Airlines very, very soon. Yeah. He is the single most successful of the family in terms of the kids. I got three brothers. Okay, he is the third, so he's a little bit younger than me, but he is far and away the most successful. So. Nice work, Nick. That was strong play right there. All right, Lucius, where are we headed?
Mr. Nasty Tom, what are you drinking and what are you thinking, sir?
I'm drinking some Topo Chico with a little bit of Teremana tequila.
There you go.
Beautiful.
I'm sitting here thinking, I think it's time we enter Club Mavs a little early. I think we need to invite Luca to bring the 30 burger, JB bring the 20 piece, and Din Daddy, go ahead and bring the Mickey's malt.
There you go.
The wide mouth Mickey's.
There you go, Nasty.
I love that.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. I'm good on that. We do need to – I don't know. I've been going back and forth in my mind. We'll have to decide if we want to crank open a little Club Mavs. Do we need to get the energy flowing? It's usually a post-victory celebration. Game one of the Western Conference Finals was a unique time, okay? It was a special moment. We cranked that thing up loud and proud, barreling our way crotch first into the series. I don't know if it would be – I don't know if it's a violation of the Mavs Club Mavs bylaws.
I mean, we got to – ask, I guess maybe we outsource 877-881-1053.
Oh, you know they're gonna say yes.
Yeah, come on, man. That's a fan favorite.
We are a show of the people, by the people, for the people, right here on the G-Bag Nation. It's what we do.
Sure is. All right, Lucius, where are we going?
Andre in Dallas. What up, Dre? What are you drinking? Hey, what you thinking, man?
I am drinking a little bit of pink lemonade with some moonshine.
Oh. Nice.
Ooh.
And I am
my NASCAR
thinking,
brethren there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I am thinking that Luca's going to deliver tonight. Dinwiddie's going to come out and be a contributing factor. And sleeper, Jalen Brunson, will have a big game to take us to the promised land tonight with the win against the Warriors. And just a second thought. I think the Cowboys had a great draft. I think Sam Williams is going to be great. I think Jalen Tolbert is going to be a dark horse for us. And be a very, very good player, and we will win the NFC East title this year.
There you go.
Absolutely. Hell nice yes. work Let's there, Andre. Bringing it strong I'm right here in what you drink and what you think in LA live action on a Friday. Look at that. That's the positivity we need right now. All right, boys, where are we headed?
Michael, what are you drinking and what are you thinking, sir? Line 4, you in the door.
Thank you, Lucius.
So I am drinking some Barcones single malt.
Okay.
All right, got to hear them shotguns go off. Man, okay. That's one of your sponsors, right?
Okay.
All right, Bob.
That's a smart man.
Okay, bro.
Thanks, you, Bob. Yeah, actually, I am. I'm actually drinking it. I got two thoughts. First thought, almost closest to my heart, if you can't get above 60 GD miles an hour, stay off the goddamn express lane.
Okay.
I'm paying a premium to go 75 miles an hour. So, second thought, man, I called in earlier, about a week and a half ago.
We were
kicking some butt, kicking some son's butt, and we were doing a lot of three-point shooting. All right, I was worried that, man, if our shooters don't come to town, how are we going to match up against Golden State with their fast break? And, man, they've got so many ways with their circus passing. I'm really going to be curious as to how Jason Kidd's going to handle some of these appointments on the defensive side of things. But, man, everybody did the same thing.
Okay. All right. I love you, man. I really do.
Yeah, we
really
do love you, Michael.
I swear to God I love you, dude. I promise you.
Was he taking swigs between?
I think so, man.
It sounded like it, but I thought that was fantastic.
I loved it.
Hello, Cole.
I'm all about
Polo and Garland, what are you drinking and what are you thinking, sir? Polo.
Who are you talking to?
This not Polo and Garland? Well, I'm talking to you. What are you drinking and what are you thinking?
Hello.
Oh, dear God. All right. Well, that's a party foul. It's all right.
Opportunity.
All right. Oh, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, Ben?
Oh, hey, guys. I'm drinking a lemonade from Olive Garden.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, that's Eric's favorite restaurant.
All right. Settle down.
And I'm thinking about how yesterday my little one-year-old had a little similar incident to Maya. He took off his diaper and slid down his slide, sat in his mother's rocking chair with poop all over his butt.
There you go.
It got everywhere.
Legendary.
Oh my gosh, man! I'm sorry.
Might do that tonight.
Were you tasked with cleaning it up? Broadus is wearing a diaper. He's gonna take it off.
Depends.
Yes.
Oh, Ben, that's a good call, brother. I appreciate
it. Slide.
Oh, my gosh.
Just please don't do that at any of your local Chick-fil-A slides. Yeah. I had to clean that up one time.
Did you?
Yeah, back in my day.
Yeah, that's a welcome to parenthood moment right there, boys and girls. All right, do we have time for any more?
Yeah. Michael in Duncanville, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
What's going on, brothers? I'm drinking some Budweiser.
Okay.
And later on, I'll be drinking the same thing as the Golden State Warriors Colgate to get the taste of Luka's nuts out of the mouth.
All right, bro. Thanks.
Colgate.
That's really good. That is really, really good.
Jeez. Alejandro, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
I mean, it's got to work. I got me a Modelo in hand. I'm thinking, man, I'm on cloud nine. You know, Mavs are in the Western Conference Finals, but, man, those Warriors, they're some dogs. And if we can handle Poole and Wiggins, I think we got a good chance.
There you go.
Boom. Amen, Alejandro. Thank you for the call. Thank you to all the Tolos who have chimed in on the truckwreck.com text line and via the Diamond Factory fan hotline. Club Mavs, we barrel into the 6 o'clock hour here, 34 minutes away from Rangers pregame, and just a couple hours away from tip-off game 2 Western Conference Finals. We get your Mavs body ready coming up next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.